For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis music comes in all varieties. Sometimes it's hard to classify, like this music from a band called The Country Rockers. In 1988, they released a very rough and tumble album called Free Range Chicken. It's something of a cult record, and it has just returned to print on the Big Legal Mess label. The album was a pet project of Ron Easley, a bass player and guitarist, and he was working with Alex Chilton of Big Star fame when one day he walked into a Holly Springs bar. There was a cover charge for the band. Here's Ron Easley.
I say, well, who's playing? He said, that guy over there is one of them. And I looked and it was Sam Baird. I knew him from the Sunflower Club.
Finally, yes, darling, finally.
A couple of weeks later, I was sitting in with the band. Then I was in the band.
Easley became the bass player. Sam Baird was a tall country singer from Collierville in his mid-60s. On drums, Gaius Farnham, a small-statured man in his 70s.
When you see him, you'll never forget him after that.
Easley found himself, even then, in a kind of musical time warp.
From barrooms to bedroom, that's where your love goes.
I like the fact that it was that wonderful time, the golden age of country music, like in 1949, Hank Williams, and this was real country music and right on the cusp of rock and roll music. That's exactly what Sam played, and you couldn't teach him anything. He could only play what he knew, and what he knew well.
The recording is rough, like a demo. It's not about innovation or polish. Easley says he was just trying to capture what the band really was.
It's a roadhouse country band before all of the cowboy hats, way back yonder.
A few songs on the album might make the casual listener wonder, why? Why did they record this? Like this version of My Happiness with Gaius on vocals.
Where the sky does lay a bloom, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you, my happiness.
Easley says that even Alex Chilton did not quite get the humor of it.
I don't know, Alex would give me grief about yucking it up too much, and I just told him, I said, you know, to hide the comedic elements of this band would be just a travesty. He says, Gaius can't sing. I said, sure he can sing. He sings great.
A million years of things have come by since we shared our.
The record did lead to a little bit of notoriety. The Country Rockers started playing at Memphis's Antenna Club. They toured Europe, and while their following never got too big, it was bigger than a bar in Holly Springs. In a way, the authenticity of the Country Rockers and the obscurity is the story of this nostalgic album and the story of a lot of local musicians. Singer Sam Baird died in 2006. Here's Ron Easley.
Sam is more or less like a Johnny Cash mutant that didn't ever make it, but should have. But, you know, for one reason or another, you don't make it.
Ron Easley played bass for the Country Rockers. You can hear this old-school honky-tonk trio on the 1988 album Free Range Chicken, newly reissued by Big Legal Mess Records. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
I'm gonna give me some rockin' shoes. I'm gonna rock away all my blues.